Blog Talk Radio.
Mighty things that he has done. We would like to welcome you to the Crossroads broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I am your host, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we want you to know the day that the Lord have a blessing with your name on it. The Crossroad Broadcast is a panel of Christian counselors who are licensed counselors who specialize in premarital counseling, marriage counseling, family issues, anger and rage, abuse, and neglect. Today's topic will be spiritual issues here on the Crossroad Broadcast, as well as the cause of spiritual problems and the effects of spiritual problems. We will, again, would like to welcome our radio broadcast to the Crossroad Broadcast. We would also like to you to welcome our panelists here on the broadcast. They are as following. They are Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio, Reverend Dr. Gloria Pastor, and myself, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We're getting ready right now to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you, God. We magnify your name. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the great and the mighty things, God, that you have done. Lord, we thank you, God, for the great and the mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And God, that word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. We thank you, God, today for being King of kings and Lord of lords. We thank you, God, for being the Alpha and Omega. We thank you, God, for being the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the true and the living God. Today we proclaim, God, that you have all power in your hand. We thank you, God, because you're able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ask, above all that we can think. Today, God, in the name of Jesus, we proclaim this day and every day as your day. God, we just thank you, God, because you're the everlasting Father. We thank you, God, because you are the Prince of Peace. Father, we thank you, God, that you are Jehovah Rapha. Thank you for being our healer. Thank you, God, for being Jehovah Shalom. God, for being our peace. Lord, we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, to have your way, God, even now. God, touch our radio audience. God, their needs there, Father. God, you know, God, every need, God, that your people need on today. Lord, I realize, God, that you know, and God, the number of hairs, God, that's on their head. And because you know the very hair that's on the head and the heartbeat, how many times it is beating, God, you know, God, the respiratory system, God, you know how the blood, God, is going through their body, God, the circulatory system, God. I ask you, God, right now, God, to regulate the breathing. God, I ask you, God, to touch the blood. I ask you, God, every area, God, that they need you, God, to touch today. God, if they're sick, if they're infirmity, there's a diseases, God. God, I ask you, Lord, to do it even now. And Lord, we just praise your name. God, we just thank you, God, for what you are about to do. And Lord, we just thank you, God, for the women of God, God, that you have trusted, God, to this broadcast. Again, we thank you, Lord God, for Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio and Reverend Dr. Gloria Castor. And for this, we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Why don't you call a neighbor, call a friend, tell them that the Crossroad Broadcast is on the air. And yes, today we're going to be talking about spiritual issues. We, the Lord has truly blessed us and cause the word of God to come forth to give you knowledge and understanding from the word of God and from the teaching and the learning of professionalism of our learning. And we want to be able to share it with you. God wants us to be able to give you that higher height, that deeper depth in him. So today we're going to start out with our spiritual issues. Yes, there are many spiritual issues in the body of Christ and among believers, and God wants you to better to understand what he's doing in this day and this hour. At this time, we again would like to welcome Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio to the Crossroads broadcast.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. It's a pleasure to be with you today, and give greetings to the radio audience and also to the radio panel today. My topic this evening is the cause of spiritual problems. I'm just going to recap what we went through last week or 2 weeks ago. According to recent surveys and studies, 80% of Americans identify themselves with a religious denomination, and 36% states that they attend services nearly every week. The majority of Americans, 76% to 80%, identify themselves as Christians according to the American Religious Identification Survey, and that is ARIS. There have been a poll that was conducted by a Duke University professor of sociology, religion, and also divinity. He found out that, that 92% of Americans believe in God in 2008. So despite a high level of religious or Christianity adherences, only 9% of Americans in 2008 said religion was the most important thing in their life, compared with 45% who said family was above all others in their lives, and 17% who said money and career was the chiefest importance in their lives. But the word of God says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." And that's Galatians 6, 7 through 8. So to go over again from last week and the week before, we know that we live in a society and also in our environment that if an individual does not have a genuine or true personal relationship with Christ Jesus as their Savior, as their Lord, and as their Master, that individual will spiritual life will be in extreme danger. Many people go to church pretending to know God, they pretend to know Jesus, and they pretend to have a relationship with God's Holy Ghost. Yet they still often yield to the works of their flesh. And when they yield to the works of their flesh, by doing that, that is a blatant insult to the Godhead Trinity. Galatians 5:19 through 21 says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." If the Holy Ghost is not in charge in our lives and what we do, if the Holy Ghost is not in charge in how we act and what we say and where we are in God, this will not exempt us. If the Holy Ghost is not in charge in our life, we will not be exempt from spiritual struggles and spiritual problems. So the question again this week is, what is the cause of spiritual problems? And the answer is sin. As Christians, we realize and know that sin is a trap. We know that it is a snare of Satan himself. His primary goal and his primary objection is and was to get back or to get even with God. We know that Satan, he initiated sin and the consequences of sin from the beginning of time, and that was disobedient to God and disobedience to God's word. When sin was introduced into the world, three major problems came with severe destruction to mankind, and that was to undermine God's authority and to hinder or try to stop the growth of Christians, which is God's people, that God's people will have hang-ups and spiritual problems. So the major problems that was introduced into the world were spiritual problems. The first one we will discuss today is greed and the abuse of money. And we see that in Judas Iscariot. We see that how he betrayed Jesus because of 30 pieces of silver. We saw the greed in Gehazi, the servant of the prophet Elisha. We see that in Old Testament and New Testament prophets and priests. We see that also in modern-day prophets and priests. We also see that we see greed and the abuse of money in the secular realm, and people are hustlers. They are con artists. They prey on those unknowingly. They know all. They know how to get over on the unknowing. They commit fraud and also identity theft. We also have greed and abuse of money in the secular. We have greed in corporations. We have greed in the government officials. We have it also in businesses, which brings scandal and shame. So another major problem that was introduced into the world because of sin that results in spiritual problem is lust and the abuse of sex. We see this in Amnon and Tamar. We see this in David and Bathsheba. And we see this in Samson and Delilah. We also have seen this in our modern-day society with incest, molestation. We see this in child abuse, lust and abuse of sex. We see this in sexual predators of others. Pride and abuse of power is another result of sin. And we see this in Saul and David. We also have read about this in Absalom and David, Amnon and Esther, and the Tower of Babel. And we also see this in our everyday society, people getting over without consulting or considering the feelings of others. They'll do anything to make it to the top. So we know that throughout history, there have been there were many devout Christians that took vows of poverty. They took vows of chastity and strict obedience. And these vows were a direct response to the misuse and abuse of money, sex, and power. So we must remember as Christians that sin is any action or attitude that violates God's word. Sin is any action or attitude that violates God's word and fails to conform to the will of God. So it fails to conform to the will of God. So what we think is a major problem also of a spiritual problem. It can lead to major spiritual problems. We have to pray that God will give us godly thoughts by yielding to God. How do we get godly thoughts? By yielding to God and his word and resisting the devil so that he will flee from us. How do we receive godly thoughts or guard our thoughts from the attack of the enemy? Proverbs 23:7 says, "But as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, says he to thee, but his heart is not with thee." The Christian community needs to allow the Holy Ghost, We need to pray and allow the Holy Ghost to rid us, to deliver us from all struggles that cause spiritual problems, such as self-sufficiency, having extreme confidence in our own, one's own self, one's own resources and power. It's all about me. We need the Holy Ghost to rid and deliver us from pride. Again, trusting in one's own self, trusting in one's own power or resources, one's status, one's capabilities, and one's accomplishments. Someone may say, it's all about me. I am a self-made woman, or I am a self-made man. I work hard all my life, and what I have now, it's all because of me. Isaiah 28:1 says, woe to the crown of pride. Proverbs 11:2 says, when pride cometh, then cometh shame. We need to be delivered from struggles and problems of bitterness. Bitterness defiles many. According to Hebrews 12:15-16, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Bitterness in the heart of Christians will cause defilement of the spirit and also contamination of the soul, which will result in selling of one's birthright, and that may or will cause spiritual problems, which is inwardly self-hate and inwardly self-destruction with malice. We will now look at distorted values, and that's another cause of spiritual problems. Distorted values with a false sense of security can be people that value money, self-pleasure, business success, being highly recognized or want recognition by others, more important to them in society than God. But this is a destruction to their Christian growth and their relationship with God. Distorted values are very sneaky. We have to be very conscious, spiritual conscious, and aware of distorted values because it is very sneaky and very subtle. So we must watch as well as pray and be careful for nothing. Another cause of spiritual problems is a lack of physical necessities such as healthy and proper food, healthy and proper rest, and healthy and proper air that we can intake. Sometimes we can, as Christians, initiate spiritual problems on our own selves. A constant lack of God's basic ingredients can and will cause spiritual problems in a Christian health and in Christian growth. A clear understanding of the scriptures will eliminate it will stop and also stop spiritual problems. Like and misunderstanding the Word of God can cause and create restlessness, which a person can't sleep, they're up all night, they're nervous, they have anxiety problems, they have uncertainty, they're living in doubt, they're doubtful. They're ever-changing, and they are more likely to change. They have spiritual doubt. They're double-minded. They're wishy-washy. They're up today and down tomorrow. They're weak and watery. They're praising God on one hand, and on the other hand, they're murmuring and complaining. They also may have apathy, which is a lack of interest, a lack of emotions, and indifference. A lack of giving, never sharing what God has given us in our lives is another cause of spiritual problem. When we study, when we read, when we meditate, and God reveals things to us, we must realize that we are not sponges and that we are soaking up everything for ourselves and retaining everything for our own selves. We are to share God's word. We are to share the love of God. We are to be holy vessels, to be used by God, to bring godly instruction to others. A lack of balance is another cause of spiritual problems. Many modern-day Christians lack balance in their lives. They run themselves ragged. They fail to get proper rest. They fail to exercise. They do not eat a balanced diet, and they are so busy even while doing the Lord's work. So we must know and realize that Jesus lived a balanced life. He ministered to people. He interacted with individuals. He rested. He spent time in prayer and worship to God. Jesus relaxed with friends, and Jesus had a purpose in his life. He sought God's help in everyday living, and he took care of himself spiritually. Jesus took care of himself physically. He took care of himself intellectually and also socially. So a lack of commitment is another cause of spiritual problems. True Christian growth must be preceded by a commitment to let Jesus Christ be Lord. We must let Jesus Christ be master and control of our life. And any holding back in our lives will interfere with spiritual growth and contribute to a Christian life without light. So another problem, a cause of spiritual problem, is a lack of the Holy Ghost power. The Holy Ghost cannot be quenched and pushed aside. When that happens, spiritual lethargy is certain. A person may be in a spiritual sleep. They may be spiritually inactive. They may be spiritually lazy or spiritually indifferent. When the Holy Ghost is in control, our lives develop strength. Our lives develop spiritual understanding. Our lives develop unity with others. The nine fruit of the Spirit with other spiritual fruits, which are designed to bring glory, honor, praise to God. Glory, honor, and praise to Jesus. Glory, honor, and praise to the Holy Ghost, which will eliminate all spiritual problems. When we allow the Holy Ghost to take full control in our lives, it will eliminate all spiritual problems in our lives. The Word of God says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and loud speaking and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Ephesians 4:30-32, and I will end it with this. 1 Thessalonians 5:19, which says, "Quench not the Spirit." Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. Lucio. We thank God for what God has given the woman of God today. We thank God because of the fact that so much of what we are living as human and whether or not we save or not save, we need to understand God's word. We need to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us. Yes, we've heard so many things at different times, but we need to know truth. The Word of God said we shall know truth. We shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. The Word of God said, "Whom the Son has made free is free indeed." So therefore, it is so many truths out there of the Word of God. There's not just but one truth, which is the Word of God. It's everything else in our life just supposed to be centered around the Word of God. If we want to be prosperous spiritually, we need the word of God. So, yes, we need to know what God is saying to us in our everyday life. We're talking about spiritual issues today on the Crossroad broadcast. We're talking about what God will have us to know, and that he wants us to be able to move from or to go forward in our walk with God. You see, Dr. Lucia, she talked about the causes of spiritual problems. And as you heard her, and if you had an ear to hear, you see that there are many causes of spiritual problems. And I pray, God, if you would like a tape of the broadcast, we want you to call in and give your name and you give your telephone number, and we'll be able in order to assist you, because we find that in teaching God's word, it's going to bring illumination and light. It will cause you to live and not to die. There are so many things that we're going to church consistently, some of us, and we'll go from 3 days a week, or 2 days a week, or 4 or 5 days a week. I don't know how many times you're in church. But the question is, have you been born again? It's the question is, are you living according to God's word? Or do you know the spiritual assets, those things that are causing you to be trained on the inside, those things that are causing you to not to be filled with God's spirit? You're sitting in church, you're hearing the word of God, but yet there could be your inner part of you, that spiritual part of you, could be dying on the inside. So today we are also going to recap, and we want you to be able to hear. Again, you have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, tell them that the Crossroad broadcast is on the air. And we want to talk about the effects of spiritual problem. And yes, we did talk about, we touched on a lot on the past 2 weeks about spiritual problem. And when we talk about spiritual problem, it includes the attitude of pride, which often leads to more pride. Pride is not a good thing for anyone. Pride involves a trust in one's own power, one's own a resource. When we're living and walking in pride, it's like we're want to be the self-centered. We're want to be self-satisfying, and all of this, it will lead us to destruction. So here we see the effects of the problem of pride. You know, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So here, sin can be an effect of spiritual problem. Legalism breeds also the same thing. We find that we also talked about in our study and our discussion about effects of spiritual problems, we talked about self-sufficiency. I can do it my way. I can do it myself. I don't need your help, but I'm a self-made woman, a self-made man. I believe Dr. Lucio had also touched on that. And also our distorted values, the things that are so distorted. It's not the way that that God will have our values to be, and our thinking of our mindset and the things that we value. You know, that has to be something that we need to make sure that our values are not distorted. And we talked about in the scandal on the Pennsylvania State University how their values, their standards, it brought about a scandal because where is your relationship, number one, with God? Where are your morals? Where are your standards? You know, when a person will, if their mentality in that part in them that will cause them to commit sin and do it time after time after time. So sometimes when we begin to do things and we don't hear the Holy Spirit speaking to us, the Holy Ghost having it way, we're going to continually do the same old thing. And it will come just like an everyday occurrence. Nothing is checking our spirit. Nothing is telling us to stop. And so, therefore, our values is diminished. So, therefore, we need to not to do things in our own way. Our values need to be checked by the Holy Spirit, by God, by reading the Word of God. And, you know, as a Christian counselor, we can't help but bring the Word of God. And we're glad to be able to bring the Word of God because the Word of God is what saved us and delivered us and made us free through the Word of God. See, if we did not know the Word, we could not tell you here on Crossroads what God will have you to do. If we didn't study the Word of God, if we didn't live the Word of God. So therefore, our values as well will be distorted. But we want you to know those things that will bring, that will affect your spirituality, why you have a problem. You know, we have to give God all of our lives. And when we start talking about misunderstanding of there, sometimes we don't take the time to understand other people. You know, sometimes we take people and we may hear certain things and we didn't really hear it correctly. So therefore, we're in arguments or we are having tension, we're stressed out because we didn't hear and that we wasn't walking in the spirit, so that would not affect our lives. And so, therefore, when we start thinking about this, we know it is a light of our spirituality, a light of my maturity in Christ Jesus. And because of the fact we are lacking some things, we have to think also about being selfish. You know, there as being a Christian, you know, we all should not have that selfish way of living, or we should not be stingy in our giving to others. And I'm not just saying financially, yes, you ought to give. Yes, you ought to be able to bless because God has blessed us. But I'm also saying that with others and loving others, we ought to not be selfish and keeping the love of God. See, the Bible says, but God so loved the world that he gave, that he's giving. The Word of God says, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So when we can be like Christ, it would be easy for us to give, and we won't be selfish. We won't walk in pride, because when we began to look at proudness, see, those are among the seven things that God hates. Because we learned and we talked about he hated a proud look. He hates a lying tongue. He hates hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imagination, and feet that be swift to run into mischief. Those are the things that God hates. He hates a false witness. So the Word of God says, a false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Okay? Also, it tells us that he that soweth discord. You know, there are many people that say that they are saved. They say that they are born again, but they are sowing discord in the body of Christ. They're sowing discord on their job. They're sowing discord in their family. So therefore, we have to take another look at what's on the inside. I do realize that it's not on the inside if it has not been activated. If you don't activate, if it's not there, you can't really activate what's not there. If you turn on a light and the switch is broken, that light is not going to come on. So therefore, if you're not walking in the spirit and you're walking in the flesh, then we can expect some things like this to happen in our lives. But we have to know, you know, if you love God, you ought to want to know the things that God hates, the things that God doesn't want you to do as a believer. And if you know these things, you're going to what? Refrain from doing these things that God hates for us to do. So, again, we don't want to be selfish in our walk. We don't want to be distorted values. We don't want to be walk in the spirit of just like we of selfishness. We don't want to be so quickly to misunderstand one another, especially a brother or sister in Christ. Because most times, if you misunderstand them, and you say, well, you know, well, this is what I heard, but did you really hear what they're saying? So also there are theological errors in the body. There's non-biblical thinking. We're not thinking according to the Word of God. When these things happen, we talked about it before. They would bring, like, it's like creeping vines that keep getting larger and it would squeeze the life, the business out of our spiritual life that are struggling to stay alive. So we need to pay attention to our spiritual things that are happening to us spiritually. Sometimes we can look at the sinner man and we can point out their sins and we can point out their transgression, but we need to know what is happening to us as well. We need to know what caused our spiritual problems, as Dr. Lucio talked about. And then after it caused it, we need to know the effects of our spiritual problem. We don't want to be depleted. We don't want to be sick. You know, we can be spiritually sick. You know, our mind could be spiritually sick. We can have a sick heart. With our heart, is when it's not functioning correctly, something is abnormal about that. So in the only way for our heart and our mind and our soul to be right, we have to be right, and we have to be right according to God's word, not according to our righteousness, but the righteousness of God, which is by his word. Now, we're continually talking about the effects of our spiritual issues. We're talking about the effects of spiritual problems. Listen, when spiritual problems are left unchecked, they can lead to a compromising, sinful behavior. You know, when we look at David, David was a man after God's own heart, great warrior, great man of God. You know, he was king. He did great and mighty things. But sometimes, you know, when we have it all, when we God has blessed us, we have to keep check on what God has done and what God is doing in our lives, that we don't walk in pride, that we don't forget those things that God has already have given us or told us, those things that we're supposed to be doing that is right before God. We have to have a spiritually check. We can't leave these things unchecked. In a way that we check ourselves, we can check it through His Holy Spirit. We can check it through the Word of God. We can check it through our prayer. You know, the Word of God says that a man shall always pray and not to faint. So when you find yourself not praying, when you find yourself not going before the Most High God, when you find yourself saying, I'm too tired to pray, you know, I'm going to do it, tomorrow. You know, I'm too tired to do this, and I'm too tired to go to church and all of the other things that we say, you know, God is seeing what we're saying and what we're doing. And it will, when we keep doing things like, it will cause us to have a sinful and a compromising spirit, and our behavior will be sinful. We can't help but be sinful when we're not living and like God wants us to live, when we're not Christ-like. And it will also, we talked about, it will increase a tendency to miss worship, to miss church service. You know, we come up with, you know, as I said before, we come up with all of these answers to why we can't go to church, why we can't be in morning service, or why we can't go to the afternoon service, or why we can't go to church at all. You know, I got to wash today. You know, I didn't do my washing during the week, so therefore I got to do it. I didn't wash my car, so I got to do that too. So we can do that, and then we find ourselves being depleted. You know why? Because we're not hearing the word of God. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If we're not hearing the word, and we're not growing in faith, then we will begin to compromise, and we will have a sinful behavior. We need to have a decreasing sensitivity, to the Holy Spirit, which will lead us and guide us and control us. You know, we have to watch, being a hypocrite and hypocrisy and also a phoniness. We cannot be a hypocrite. We should not be a hypocrite. We should not, you know, pretend to love God and be actually a phony. And most of all, sometimes we don't try to do it to God, but we certainly try to do it to other people. You know, this is not what God calling for us as people of God. And even if you're not saved and you're not born again, God wants us to live his way of living, and so that we don't have to be a hypocrite. We can tell people, you know, that we'll, you know, I read 50 scriptures, and I am praying 3 hours a day and all of this. You know, only God really needs to know all of this, you know, and we don't need to be phony. We don't need to be unreal. Because God is looking for real people. Yes, you are listening. We are Christian counselors. But yes, you're listening to the word of God. We're listening. You're listening to God's teaching and God's word. All of us need to be taught. We need to know what pleases God. And see, if we continue to live the way that we live, and we're going to church consistently, that is going to cause us to dry up and to not to be those people of God that God would have us to be. You know, you can hear the word, but the word of God says be a hearer and a doer of the word. So, you know, we thank God for that, because God loves us so much that he tell us the truth. So we're talking about the effects of spiritual problems here on the Crossroad broadcast. And what we need to do is not to never get bored with what God is saying to us, what God is doing. Sometimes we talk about being bored with maybe some of the activities or the things that are happening in your church or wherever you, whatever you do. But we need to keep our faith, you know, up to God. We, you know, in the Word of God, it says, David said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill, which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who has made the heaven and the earth. All our help comes from God. Whatever we need today, you know, it comes from God. From God. You know, we all need help. I don't know what area you need help in today. You may have heard some of the things, and I'm quite sure you heard some of those things that Dr. Lucio had spoke to us about. Well, you need to put check marks. You need to pray over those things. You need to ask God to help you. You don't want to be like those dry bones. You don't want to dry up. but you want to be vibrant. You want to be alive in Christ. You want to be that new creature in Christ. Old things pass away. You want to, you know, you do not want to bring those things back in your life. But I'm gonna tell you what really will help you by walking in the fruits of the Spirit, which is found in Galatians, that 5th chapter, 22nd verse. You know, you ought to be able to walk in love. But the Bible says, "But God so loved the world." I said it before. But God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You ought to know the joy of the Lord. The Bible says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." You know, and another one is peace. God said He'll keep us in perfect peace, whose mind that is stayed upon Him. We'll ask God, you know, to give us. We ought to be patient, you know, even as God has been patient consistently, you know, with us, even our sins and our transgressions. We ought to be patient with one another. We ought to be patient with ourselves. Sometimes we're not patient with ourselves. We fight ourselves and not patient with our own selves. So we ought to ask God. You know, sometimes we ought to really, really to examine ourselves. You know, we go to the doctor, and we ask the doctor to examine us, find out what's wrong with us. You know, a lot of times we go through the Word of God. Word of God will tell you what is your problem, what is going on in your life. So another is, you know, and I think, and I believe all of them is great. You know, the love, the joy, the peace, patience, and one of the things that I like to bring to your attention is being kind. You know, as the body of Christ, we can be kind one to another. We ought to be kind. Kindness is something that God wants His people to be kind one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even for God, for Christ's sake, as forgiven us. We can use some of all of this. If you were making a cake and you were putting certain ingredients inside of that cake, you know, if you leave out some of these things in there, you would find that it just don't taste right. It's not good. Something is missing. So, therefore, you need to be kind. You know, you can think about, who have not been kind to today? Who have I not treated kindly on yesterday or the day before? And if you haven't, you need to ask God for His forgiveness. And you need to make that thing right. You know, kindness is what God wants us to do. I'm talking about the effects of spiritual problems. It's what caused spiritual problems, not only for you, for others as well. You ought to be, the Bible let us know about goodness. How many of you want to walk in the goodness of God? You know, not our goodness, but God's goodness. God has been so good to all of us. So, therefore, we ought to be walking in His goodness. We ought to be faithful to Him. You know, His disciples were so faithful to the Master. We ought to be faithful to God. If we say we love Him, you know, we say we adore Him, and we say that He is the head of our lives, and we talk about He's the Alpha and Omega, we ought to be faithful to God, because God has been faithful to us. You know, He's letting us breathe. You know, that's something that only God can do. I mean, faithfully, He does this. Faithfully, He wakes us up in the morning. Faithfully, you know, He opens our eyes. We're breathing. The respiratory system is great. The circulatory system, blood is circulating in all parts of our body. You know, and if there's sickness in the body, you know, all you got to do is ask. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given. So that's all we need. That's some of the things that we need to do. So let me finish this up. We be faithfulness. We ought to be gentleness. You know, we can really talk about that one. But we're gonna let you to think about that. Be gentle. We ought to be gentle. It says gentleness and also self-control. And so that is something that as people of God, we need to have self-control in every area of our life. Also, when we're talking about spiritual effects, should be evident, and it may not be evident immediately, but the more that we walk in it, the more that change our lives, then these spiritual effects they will be evident in our lives. They may, as I said, it may not be immediately because you're walking. Some of you are newborn babes in Christ. You may not be on the milk of the word, but the more you read God's word, the more you want to please God, these things will come in effect. You don't want to, when we look at Ezekiel, when we start talking about spiritual dryness, there are people that are dry. They are truly dry. They think that they're walking this life, they're living this life, you know, just because of the things they do. They're doing it because it's expected them to do. We're talking about going to church. We're talking about, being to some of the activities. But really, you know, you don't have really a relationship with God. And, you know, if I were you, you know, we need a relationship with God. We need to spend more time with God. We don't want to be dry on the inside. We need to have that moisture. Our bones need to not to be dry. We ought to not, our soul and our spirit ought to not to be dry. You know, we can be, as we said before, you can be talking the church lingo. And yet you are so dry on the inside, you know. You're weak and you're not strong. But, you know, you don't have to be weak, but you can be strong in God. But it takes us reading the word, and as we read the word of God, it's going to help us to build us up. Now, if you're faithful to take up the doctor's prescription that he gives you, you're going to take it. He may give you four or five of them to take. And you'll take them religiously because this is what the doctor told you to do. And you'll do that. So why is it not that we cannot be faithful to God? And we cannot do those things that God has called us to do and asked us to do. We talk about many people try to hide, you know, their fading spirituality behind a veil. They don't want to see. They don't want others to see that they are not where they are. This is part of being a hypocrite. You know, they don't want you to see that they're drying up. They don't want you to see that they're going to the nightclub. They don't want you to see that they're taking a little drink or doing sexual type sins and living in a sinful manner. They don't want you to see that. You know, but one of the important things is that everybody ought to be concerned, not so much what people see. You know, sometimes you're so busy, want to, you know, think about, you know, my pastor, my apostle, my overseer, you know, the woman of God, the man of God, you know, they see me doing this or that. But our concern is God sees you. You know, he sees everything. He's seen Adam and he's seen Eve from the beginning. He's seen everything. He knew everything. So our concern should be what God wants us to be in him. It's time out of being a hypocrite, you know, no matter who you may be. You know, it's time. What hat you may wear, it's time for us to be who God wants us to be. You know, the word of God says he's kind of like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And so it doesn't matter who or what house you live in or what the address is or what the car you may drive, but it does matter about your spiritually, whether or not you have been replenished or whether or not you're real on the inside and on the outside. Yes, we're talking about the effects of spirit. You may think, oh, my goodness, what is happening to me in the past 2 or 3 years? What happened to me? I see a difference in me. I know I'm not right. I know I'm not doing things that are according to the word of God. We have to look at the effects, because when you're not doing things according to God's word, then it's easy for you to lie. You know, you may think about it. You may lie, and you think about it. You say, oh, my goodness, what did I mean to lie? But then you keep lying, and then that thing will come so natural to you, like the enemy wanted to come natural. So therefore, it's causing a dryness inside. It's causing causing you to get have less and less of God, whether or not you steal, whether you're a fornicator, whatever it may be. You know, God wants us to have everything that you've given us, and you can have it. We all can have more and more of God. You know what, God, I'm doing all of this. Well, we can do even more. We can perfect our spiritual life more and more through the Word of God as we pray, as we seek, you know, the face of God. And real change only comes to those who turn to the Lord, only those that turn to the Lord, because the changes in our lives, it has to come from God. When we talk about the physical effect, did you not know that the psychologist says that tension and conflict can influence the body, physical, you know, our physical body, the things that we're going through. If you're going through a lot of tension, a lot of conflict in your life, it can influence the physical body. So you need to, you know, to ask God to help you, you know, to not to be in conflict, not have a lot of stress and anxiety going on, you know, because the Word of God says He'll keep us in perfect peace. Remember, we were talking about the fruits of the Spirit. That is one of them. So we need to give cast every care before God, because certainly He cares for us. It tells us that God, with God, without God, we will produce sickness and death. You know, without God in our lives, without God stepping in, you know, the things that sometimes we can harbor, all these things that that you don't dislike this, you don't like this person, but you dislike them. They did something to you that you can't turn loose. You know, they said something about you. It's hard for you to get rid of it. But if we can just give it to God, just give it to God, knowing that, you know what the Word of God says? God's Word says that He says that fret not yourself because of evildoers. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thy envious against the workers of iniquity. For they soon shall be cut down as the grass, women as the green herb, but trust in the Lord and do good. That's for you, that's for me, to do good. Listen, the psychological effects, such as you can have a guilty feeling. You can have self-condemnation. You can be discouraged, anger, fear, defensiveness, insecurity, and a misplaced value. These are reactions that can result from spiritual deadness. One is spiritual vitality. It is so much that we pray God that you was able to hear today. You know, even our social effect, Christian fellowship can be a beautiful experience. How many times and how many Christian fellowships have you attended? How many times that you've had the opportunity, you know, to socialize, you know, with people that's in the body of Christ? You know, sometimes, you know, some people, you know, they think it's such an awesome thing to go out in the world and socialize with the people in the world, but they don't want to socialize with the body of Christ. But Christians, they fight sometimes, and when they fight, they can't be victorious. You know, when I'm saying not a physical fight, they're fighting one another for whatever reason with what they think in their mind and in their thoughts, in them, you know, the way that they download certain things, they're fighting in that manner. But it lets us know that it's so much that we, as people of God, that we can check our own selves. You know, we can check it, as I said before, according to God's Word. When there is spiritual growth, the barrier between people will disintegrate. There are spiritual problems when we're not, when we not being unkind, and we're not criticizing one another. We're in interpersonal tension. We, you know, walking in jealousy and strife. These are things that cause us problems. I don't know what you might be going through today, but I do know that God, He is God. I do know that He is God all by Himself. I do know that God is able to, you know, remove us far from all of these things. You may say, Dr. McCoy, I can't do it. Well, I know you can't do it, but I'm the one that can do it, and He is Jesus Christ. He's the Savior. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He is able to do all of these things. Is able to make the difference in our lives. And that's what we want to do. We want God to make the difference in our lives. We don't want to be the same person that we were on yesterday. And you say, well, I was a pretty good person, and I do good things. But you don't want to just to say, if you had a glass of water, and that water was filled up to the brim, and you didn't, and that water just stayed there, it began to be stale. But with the water, if it keeps overflowing, you keep pouring, the Spirit of God keep going in, and it keeps overflowing, then, you know, that water is no longer stagnated, but it's continually it's overflowing. So you want God's Spirit to overflow in you. What you knew yesterday, you ought to know something else today. You ought to get stronger so that that you'll grow spiritually, that spirit, you can be able to help somebody else with their spiritual problems. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. We hope that you have listened to what God has for you, for what God has for His people. I know that there are people that from city to city and state to state, you know, that are listening to the Crossroads broadcast. And God is speaking to you. And one of the things that we have to acknowledge that, you know, a lot of times we say, well, you know, I wish that Johnny was here to hear what they said today on False Road. Oh, no, I think that that Sue should have been here. You know, or my husband, or my daughter, my son, or my neighbor, or my coworker, I should have heard what the Christian counselor was talking about today. But you know what? I think that everything that we hear, first we ought to try it out on ourselves. You know, if you go in a store, you get ready to buy a new garment or dress, you ought to try that on to see how it fits and wear it yourself. And then you'll have more confidence, and you'll be able to know and be able to examine yourself to be able to see how that looks on you. So today we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, and we're going to pray for all the things about spiritual issues. We talked about the Bible and spiritual problems. We talked about the causes of spiritual problems. Matter of fact, the Bible and spiritual problems, Dr. Castor had blessed us with that on last week and the week before. And Dr. Rosemary Lucio was talking about the causes of spiritual problems and the effects of spiritual problems. I was able to give you what God has given me. So we're going to ask Dr. Rosemary Lucio to pray for you out there in our radio audience. Those of you that know that you need God to build you up and to strengthen you, and to let you wear that garment that He will be pleased with, and that if there is any sin or anything that out of order in your life, that God will come in and that God will make the difference. So at this time, we're going to ask Dr. Rosemary Lucio to come and to pray for you. And after then, I will give the invitation for you, if you don't know Jesus Christ, to be the Lord and Savior, to be a part of your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise your name. Lord, we just thank you for all that you have done, God, and all you're going to do according to your word. Lord, today we ask you, Father, God, in the name of Jesus, even as you have heard, Father God, the women of God, as they talk about spiritual issues, Lord God. And Lord, we just know, God, that you are concerned about us because we are your people. And because you're concerned about us, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, God, to touch us, Lord God, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. And Lord, every issue, God, that's in all of us, Lord, we ask you, God, to cast into the sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to cleanse us, forgive us, Lord, all of the spiritual issues. There were issues in our life. So, God, we ask you, Father, for every issue, God, that you're not pleased with, Lord, I ask you, God, to make us afresh and make us anew. God, that we, Lord God, will be greater and better representatives of you. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for every hero and every person, God, that have tuned in from week to week as we discuss God's spiritual issues. Lord, we ask you, God, to bless them and to keep them, Father. We ask you, God, to uphold them today. God, that the word of God, Lord God, will be that seed that will cause them to grow and to grow and to grow. And Lord, if there's a need in their lives, Lord, we pray, God, that whether spiritually, physically, or financially, Lord, we ask you, God, to meet that need in the name of Jesus. Now, God, all of those, God, that do not know you as their Lord and Savior. Father, you say that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. God, you said that we shall be saved. So, Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus, God, that you will save, that you will sanctify, that you will fill, God, your people, God, those, Lord God, that are not saved, those that are backsliders, God, those that have been thinking about coming back, God, those that, Father God, that have been far away from you, like the son in the 15th chapter of St. Luke, God, he was far away from his father, God, he's taken all that he had, God, he spent it on righteous living, and God, he was far away, but even as the father loved him, God, and prayed for him and cared for him, yet he was able to greet him, and God put a ring on his finger, and Father received him. And Lord, we believe, God, that even as we ask you today, Lord, to forgive us for our sins, to forgive those that are asking you today, to forgive them for their sins, come in their heart, and to save them. I ask you, Lord, to do it even now. And I thank you, Lord God, for building them up, for strengthening them, for making them the men and women of God, the boys and girls, God, that you will have them to be in these last days. Lord, thank you, because your word says to ask and it shall be given. You said to seek and you shall find. You said to knock and the door shall be opened. Lord, you said we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Say to the mountain, be thou moved. God, you said it shall be moved. So, Lord, we just believe in God, that God, right now, that all those that ask you to forgive them for their sins, God, that you have forgiven them, and God, the angels in heaven, God, are rejoicing right now, God, because they have given their life unto you. Father, we just thank you right now. We just thank you for moving on them. We thank you, God, that another soul has been saved. We thank you, God, that not just another soul, but many souls, Lord God, have come into that kingdom. Lord, bless thy people, Lord, even now. And God, keep them. And Lord, give them what they need, God, this day and this hour. And for this, we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Again, we thank you on behalf of the Crossroad broadcast, on behalf of Dr. Rosa Mary Lucio and Dr. Larry Castor. We thank you for honoring the Lord for being again with us on the Crossroad broadcast. We're going to invite you to listen to this broadcast on next Monday. at the same time at 5 o'clock, that you, again, can hear what God is saying. We're going to have a brand new topic for next week, and we want you to tune in to listen what God is saying to you. Again, before next week, call a neighbor, call a friend, tell them the station that the Crossroad broadcast is broadcasting from, that they too can be blessed as well. Until then, this has been your host, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. God bless you, and may the blessings of God be with you now and forever.